Reed Paul, editor of Federal Practitioner. Joining me today is Vice Admiral Michael Cowan, Executive Director of AMSIS. Thank you for joining me today, Admiral Cowan.
Well, thank you, Reed.
The theme of the 2015 annual conference is the new normal. What is the new normal in federal health care?
Military medicine and federal medicine in particular have recently gone through what I would be, being a Navy guy, called sea changes. We have redeployed from wars in the Middle East. We have seen the military advance its capabilities in wound care, mental health care, and seen a what I think is kind of a revolution in the concept of health care given by multiple overlapping agencies, with the end of taking a person back to a state of a new normal rather than just healing the wounds. Let me see if I can give you an example to clarify that. I remember vividly during the Vietnam years, wounded soldiers, sailors, Marines would come back and say someone had an amputation. We would treat them very well. We would treat the medical care was good. But when the scab fell off the stump, we considered our job done. And that person would get boarded out and go home with the general expectation that he or she would be an invalid. We've completely turned that on its head. And now what we see is terribly wounded soldiers surviving wounds that never would have been wounded before, and then them and their families being treated by a combination of military, VA, private sector, engaging with brand new ideas and advances in prosthetics, until that, and in conjunction with lots of private sector and public help, until that family goes back to their new normal of an engaged and productive life.
What are the continuing education opportunities at the conference?
The conference is built around two major themes. The first and foremost is continuing education. There's global health, there's mental health, clinical medicine, operational medicine, and so on. For the curious, please go to our website, and the entire program is already up, and one can check your interest box. The plenary sessions are dedicated to the various services that AMSIS serves, telling their message. On the first day of the conference, the brand new Surgeon General of the Public Health Service, the Surgeon General of the Nation, Dr. Murthy, will talk about his vision, introduce himself to federal medicine. The VA and the services will all have time to talk about their advances. The Defense Health Agency has recently come to full operational status, and they're going to talk about how they did that, what their issues were, and what their successes have been. Then we will end the conference with a panel discussion, which will wrap up all of those themes into a story, a narrative that we're calling The Journey of an Injury, which I've just sort of described to you a minute ago, and that is the first panelist will be a wounded warrior, the second a battlefield surgeon, others who are in the chain of custody leading to back to health, and then the final panelist will be the spouse of a family who has made that journey. And so we want to personalize the efforts and personalize the accomplishments of all these various federal agencies. So that's the structure. The diligent can get 20 hours of CE. And we have CE credits in, I believe, 16 different specialty categories. So almost anybody can get Category 1 CEs, if you're diligent, 20 of them. A feature of this meeting came about as we were preparing the substance of the meeting, and I came to understand through a series of visits to San Antonio how remarkably knit together the medical community is in San Antonio. The University of Texas Medical Center in San Antonio, the VA hospital, the local VISN, the brand new Polytrauma Rehabilitation Center of the VA, the military's medical infrastructure, and are all working in a cooperative venture to a level I have never seen anywhere. I am trying to illustrate that as a model for, frankly, how we all ought to do it. I was so impressed that we've built in the opportunity, particularly on the closing day Friday, where we pull the elements of the whole conference together to make sure that we show how powerful that sort of interagency and private sector cooperation is. It's really a remarkable story. You have to come and let us tell you that story.
Admiral Cowan, thank you for joining me today.
All right. Thank you.